start about Bachodesh Hashmini. In the eighth month, that would be now.
This month.
Okay. There is a difference of opinion in Maseches Rosh Hashanah whether this is the eighth month in Tishrei, the eighth month in Nisan, but there's no reason to assume otherwise. This is this month. It could have been around right now. Cheshvan. Right, in the second year of Darius, that would be 518, this word came to Zechariah ben Berechiah ben Ido Hanavi Lemar. Okay, now Zechariah is about to review the history of the Churban. Richard, get us started. Kotzaf Hashem ala Voseich and Kotzaf.
Who is Hanavi? Ido Hanavi also?
There is a Navi called Ido in the Nevi'im Rishonim. Mm-hmm. It is incomprehensible that these two men, Berechiah and Ido, could have lived each about 200 years to fit back. That's about how much it would have to be, 150 years each. There is an Ido in Malachim, but it's a little off, I think.
So the Hanavi is referring to Zechariah.
Yeah. Oh yes. Or it can be that it's skipping generations. Because I'll say Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish. Is that Mordechai ben Yair, but then 10 generations, and then Shimi, and then 10, which skipped 10 generations, and then Kish.
And
Kish was Shaul's father, they say, the Gemara says. But certainly Mordechai's grandfather could not have been Shaul's father.
Okay.
All right, so what is this anger that God had? Read Beis and Gimel there.
Katsaf Hashem al Avotechem Katsaf Yamarta Alehem Ko Amar Hashem Tzvaot Shuvu Eli Naum Hashem Tzvaot V'ashuv Alehem Amar Hashem Tzvaot Al Tihyu.
Let's stop there. Okay. He says, return to me and I will return to you. Very famous machlokas I've said to you many times here is, do Bnei Yisrael have to do tshuva first in order to be redeemed, or will Hashem redeem us when things get pretty bad? So there's one opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that Hashem will not return to us unless we return to him first. Right? Another opinion is that Hashem will return to us even if we don't return, but it'll just happen later. There's a cutoff day. Year 6000, 8000, whatever it is. And if we don't do tshuva, by that day it'll happen. If we do tshuva, it'll happen sooner. Be tol achi shem. Remember that famous Gemara? It'll happen sooner or later, right? Okay, so obviously
could
Eliezer
also be, instead of a cutoff date, that if there's enough tsuris and you haven't returned yet, then I'll return because you've sunk so low. And
that tsuris brings about the geula is certainly a concept, not just in the Zohar, but in the Gemara. So then he warns the people, Al tiyu ka'avos seicham asher kuru aleihem anavim arishonim lemor komar Hashem tzvakos shuvu nomi darcheichem haro'im u'ma'alaleichem haro'im v'lo shemu v'lo yikshivu eleinu Hashem. Don't be like your fathers for whom the earlier prophets, he's referring to Nevi'im Rishonim as like Yirmiyahu. We call Nevi'im Rishonim, he's here, you know, Yehoshua Shokin, but he means Yirmiyahu and the others. And he said, return from your evil ways. And they didn't listen. Lo shemu v'lo yikshivu. Okay, simple message.
Avasechem ayehem v'hanevi'im hala'olam yichyu.
Okay, where are your fathers? Are your prophets going to live forever? So the Malbim says that this simply means, right, that you're not going to have prophecy for forever. Right, God has been calling you enough. Okay, I mean when you sin to somebody, you have to go seek them out to apologize. Right? Here, Bnei Yisrael sinned to God, and he sends prophets to us. Right? We're the ones who should chase after him. This is what they're saying here in Pasuk Hey, is that this prophecy is not going to last forever. Okay? Alright, let's finish. These first six psukim are the introduction to the book. So, Leon, let's finish off. Ach debarai v'chukai.
Ach debarai v'chukai, asher tziviti yet avadai, hanviyim, halo yisigu avotechem, v'yashuvu, v'yomru, kasher zemar, anoy tzvaot, Hashem tzvaot, l'arsot lanu, kidrachenu, uchmal aleinu, kein asa itanu.
Okay, the people did understand this. There are excellent psukim elsewhere in Tanakh that fit this pasuk exactly. First of all, listen to this pasuk. Avosenu chatu ve'enenu ve'anachnu ve'abonosehem savonu. Yes, it's pasuk in Echa. Avosenu chatu ve'enenu. Our fathers sinned and they are no longer. Ve'anachnu ve'abonosehem savonu. But doesn't it say in the Bible, Ishta chetoyu masu? Everyone sins, dies for their own sins.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to that question is that children die for their parents' sins and transgressions all the time.
Yeah.
A parent who smokes incessantly in the house, and a child picks up that secondhand smoke for 20 years and comes down with chas v'shalom, a lung cancer, is suffering for his parents' sins. And there are many examples like that. A parent who gets drunk and ruins the children's lives in drunken stupor for so many times, and the children grow up and the terrible adults themselves have been ruined by their parents. I don't want to chas v'shalom, but I'm just saying that there are places, you know, generations harm the next generation all the time. Right? If you destroy the environment or other things like that, then the next generation is suffering for the sins of the parents. What the Torah there means is, don't do like the code of Hammurabi, that if you kill your neighbor's son, your son gets killed. That's outrageous vicarious punishment, which is practiced in the ancient world. And the Torah is saying, don't do that. But people are suffering for the sins of someone else all the time. Right? A drunk driver gets into a car, drives and hits a person. That person is suffering for his man's sins. I don't mean to be so coy and so obvious, but what Zachariah is saying is that, A, you don't have to follow in their footsteps. Right? And, if your parents have already sought the way to tshuva, right? Halo hisigu avoseichem. Right. So let's not make the same mistakes that for which they had to do tshuva. It's as simple as that. The purpose of these first six pesukim very simply is we are not locked into that destiny. Okay, we can change. So let's see. The visions begin in chapter 1, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. V'yomet simba arbala ashteyasar chodesh hu chodesh shvot. The 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat, in the second year of Darius, hayadvar shemel Zechariah ben Berechia ben Ido ha-Navi lemor. This word came to Zechariah, the son of Berechia, the son of Ido, the Navi, saying, I'm looking at the vision of the night. I see a man riding on a red horse, standing amongst myrtles in the marsh. So let's take a look at Zechariah's reaction to seeing this. Va'omar, ma'i le'adoni. And I said, what is this? Remember, last week there was a man of God, an angel, who was directing him. What is all this? Va'yamar Eli ha'malach ha'dover bi, ani areka, I will show you. I will show you what these are. Okay. So, what impression do you get right away from Pasuk Tes? Yeah.
Why is Dover used in that?
Dover is binyan kal as opposed to binyan
tiel.
Midaber is stronger than dover. Dover is an unusual form. We have it very few times in the Torah. That's why the dibera binyan kosos. Midaber is usually a harsh language. It may be to teach you the same so softly, Jim. Come, let me show you. All right. So what we establish right away is that Zechariah is as confused about these visions as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What do you expect, Zechariah? I mean, he's in a state of a reverie, and we expect him to have the full faculties to be able to figure out right away what this means. Right. So he's as perplexed as we are, and the man answers, "Vayana isha omeid bein hadashim vayomar." Okay. So let's see what the man says. Dora and pasuk yud. Vayana
ish. Vayana ish omeid bein hadashim vayomar.
Okay. Well, these are the ones that God has chosen to go out into the land.
Interesting, right? That he's spoil and cow and he has no peel. But look at all this whole mix up of all the bananas.
Hmm. That's interesting. Let's see. We get another response in the next pasuk.
Vayanu malach Hashem homei bin ha'adasim yom hishalachnu ba'aretz v'hinei kol ha'aretz yushevet v'shokotes.
Okay. Now, who's speaking here?
Who are the
people? How many human beings are in this vision?
Seems like two.
There was a lady standing among the Hadassim.
There's one man standing on the riding on a red horse amongst the Hadassim, right? And there are other horses following him. Now Zachariah is saying, "What are all these things?" And is he speaking to the man on the horse, or is he speaking to the angel who's sort of directing him, right?
Seems to be.
The angel said, the angel talking to me said, "Come, I'll show you what all these mean." The man standing, he saw made Ben Hadassim.
So he saw, because the man before was on a horse. This mm-hmm. is a man standing. Those are the same man, or is it
these
different?
Are the ones that God has sent around the land. Then, Vayanu es Malach Hashem ha'omed bein ha'adasim. Who's answering here?
Was it the horse who was standing in the water, or the man?
The horse at first was standing in the marsh.
Yeah, the man. There was a man riding upon a horse, right?
No, they're two different opinions.
This is really very strange. Now the Hebrew is difficult for us, right?
Yeah. Is it the horses who are speaking to the angel, or is it men on the horses?
Okay, I'm going to check your Bakiyas now. Where else in Tanakh does someone say, "I have been traveling through the land"?
Satan and Neo.
Excellent, Stanley. You probably think I give Stanley all the edges beforehand.
Who?
He knows the question.
Satan and Eob in Paragalos of Zion. Hashem asked Satan, where are you coming from? He goes, "I've been Shalachti Ba'aretz. I've been going around and around the land, checking up on things." All right? Only here he says, "Vinei kol ha'aretz yosheves v'shokotes." How many times in history can you describe that, huh?
No.
Well, you know when we could? When the Persians were in charge. Things were quiet. Okay? So, this is he's saying at this point things are, you know, we're going around with, but Alexander the Great also had things pretty quiet until he died and left over the land into three hands. We're going to see all about that in these visions, the three divisions of the world. But for now, we're just this isn't a relatively easy prophecy. Okay, we have the man on the horse who Abarbanel says is Alexander the Great. Okay. Now, the questions that you might have is, did the angel actually show Zechariah what these things mean? Because Zechariah doesn't really tell us what it means, right? Do we have to imagine, Ezra Radak and others here, even Ezra, that what Zechariah did when he woke up from this vision was he shared a long message about what this means to the people? Of course, the Bravanel will just use, the Midrashim do, that the Hadassim are tzaddikim, righteous people. Why? Must be righteous. We use it for a mitzvah. Besides, it's the name of a righteous woman. Taisvis points out some circular reasoning, by the way, that the Gemara does. Because in one Gemara, where the Gemara says that Esther's name is Hadassah, and means Sita Hadassah is such a righteous name because Sita Hadassah is here. Right? And in another Gemara it says, these must be righteous men because, see, Hadassah, Esther was named Hadassah. So Tosus does that, and he says it's a kasha, and Tosus says, yeah, but the Gemara does this a few other times. Gemara says that Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. How do you know that Lasuach Basadeh means the Davin? Right. So he quotes a pasuk elsewhere because he says, "Lifnei Hashem yishpoch shicho." Then there's another Gemara that quotes that pasuk and says, "How do you know that he's davening there?" Because it says, "Ve'etay yitzchak l'suach pasada." So, I don't know. It's the pasuk in Tehillim itself, I think, stands on its own. He says davening, but be it as it may, this first prophecy was meant to teach the following. there is quiet in the land. Actually, the quiet that he's referring to, according to Barbanel, is the quiet that Alexander is going to bring. Okay, Alexander will bring a conquest, which will bring tranquility to the land. And he says that there's good news. So Alexander the Great is an Ish, and those others are not, they're not sons of man, they're just horses. They were not on Alexander's level. So these three, and what's interesting is, I have here like some charts of the commentaries to try to show which color represents which kingdom and why. It's possible that if we should go this far, actually, is that the red horses are the bloody horses are the ones that were not good to us. Those are the Seleucids that produced Antiochus, right? The white horses are the ones that were kind to us. That's the Ptolemies. The Middle Kingdom was ruled at first by Antinous, A-N-T-Y-N-O-S, Antinous, and that's the middle kind, the middle horses, whether it's however you saw it or however you pronounce it. Oyan Malach Hashem v'yomar, Hashem tzvakos ad masaya tolos shirachem ish yushalayim v'yisarei Yehuda asher z'amta zeh shivim shana. There's an underlying assumption in this verse that is similar to at least one other book in the Bible, namely Daniel, that the ending period of this 70-year exile, as is foretold in Sefer Yirmiyahu, was an enigma to the people. I know it was an enigma to the people because it was an enigma to their prophet. Right? Daniel, in that Sefer, who was quite a bit before Zechariah, actually, also expressed a bewilderment at the status of that 70-year period. A bewilderment of where it starts, therefore bewilderment of when it will end. And God gives him a very cryptic prophecy at the end to figure out when that period ends. How much longer will you go about allowing Yerushalayim to be in this state?
By Yomir Eli Hamalach Hadover Ki
Kadover
B Kira Lemur Ko Amar Hashem Tzvaot Kinesi Yerushalayim Uts Tzion Kina Gedola.
Okay, I'm about to give even. I'm about to, as Targum says, Puranuta Mit Para Ana Puranut Yerushalayim. I'm about to punish those and get my vengeance on those revenge, jealousy. Now he says Kirole more. This is important because Daniel gives a similar prophecy, only there it doesn't say Kirole more. If you look at Targum to the word Kirole more, he says very simply Ishnabi lememar. This information is for you to share with the people. This is why Zechariah and Daniel, although they are so similar in their nature, one is a Nevi'im and one is a Ksuvim. A Navi who speaks is a Nevi'im. A Navi who writes is a Ksuvim. Hashem never told Daniel to repeat what he's telling him to his contemporaries. He told him to write his Nevi'ah down for the future and people will read it one day. That's why Zechariah is a Nevi'im. Never spoke to the people. There's no Koamar Hashem. It's a storyline that's been written for people to read. So that's why it says, it's why you have Koamar Hashem very often here, and you don't have those words in the Vimosa. Okay, so Hashem says, it's about to end. I'm taking my vengeance out on all those who have attacked Yerushalayim and ruled over her. And now that is about to be evident. However, I'm not so happy with my own people, as she was about to tell us. Pasuk says, "Vav."
The Keshet Kadoni Kotseif Alagoyim Hashananim Asher Ani Katzati Ma'at Vehima Azru Ra'ah.
Okay, well, we're finishing with the Goyim, but we'll see that Israel is not exactly in the clear. But I have a great ketzef on the Goyim. Notice how he refers to the Goyim? Sha'ananim. Asher Elu Omrim Aleim Shem Yoshvim Ushtitim. says they think that they're, everything is fine for them. So here, Ashur, Bavel, Tsor, these nations who occupied Israel, right, they did not see themselves as the rod of God's wrath. Rather, they saw themselves as mighty nations. Right? There's a great Rashi. I read it in Shulchan Aruch. It says, God did not choose you as his holy nation because you are the greatest in number, because you are the least in number. In other words, in the Pshat, it means don't look at your greatness in numbers as the reason why God chose you. You're not so great in numbers. Rashi says, no, read the pasuk this way. God chose you because of your smallness. Not like these other nations that are Shananim, and he mentions Bavel, Tsor, and Ashur, but he chose you because look at your leaders. Your leaders say, Ani tolas lo ish, I'm just a worm, King David says. Moshe says, Ma nachnu, who are we? Right? We're nobodies. Avram says, Anochi ofer ve'efer. That's our way. That's the Shananim we're talking about. Ochein koma Hashem. Shafti li Yerushalayim berachamim beisi yibaneh ba'adnum Hashem tfaos v'kav yinoteh al Yerushalayim. I have returned to Yerushalayim in Rachamim. Now, in Yishayahu says a different lashon. Yishayahu says, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh. The Gemara darshins that Tzion will be redeemed if you do mishpat. But another drasha is, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh means that God is going to come back to us, not because we're a mercy case, because we deserve it, it's mishpat. That's why there are some people in benching this year, Bnei Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Nehru Yemeinu, Baruch HaTal Hashem, Bnei Yerushalayim, Amen. They don't say Bnei Barachamav Yerushalayim, Amen. Don't treat us like a Rachamim case. Don't redeem us because you have to have Rachamim on us. Redeem us because we deserve it. Right? And I say, wrong. We should say B'nai B'rachamav. Look at this pasuk. Shafti L'Yerushalayim B'rachamim. You're going to change Shmon Esrei also? V'sechazen R'neinu V'shubuchal Tzion B'rachamim. Both those statements come from here. V'nai Yerushalayim B'rachamim 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 B'nai B'rachamav Yerushalayim Amen. So, let's finish this parak and then deal with the question of independence and bias shame. Did we ever have independence during this time? That's my question. Just for a small little period after the Hanukkah story, right? But we were either under the yoke of the Persians, Greeks, or Romans. Mm-hmm. We never really had our own independence. We had our own kings right after the Hanukkah story, right? So when it says, Od Kirole Mor Komar Hashem Tzvakos, Pasuk Yitzayin, Od Tefutsenu Orai Mitov, Nicham Hashem Odes Tzion Vacharav Yerushalayim. My cities will once again be in Tefutsenu means, Lafutz, like Ufarat, means, spread out. Thing. You have Pen Nafut in the Migdal Bavel story, right? Vayofet Hashem Osam. Now, Tifutzen usually is a negative thing, but now here it means you'll spread out. So you'll spread out from good. Now, yes, that's why he has to say Mitov. Because spreading out in the Tanakh is usually considered a bad thing. Think of Migdal Bavel. The people said, let's make the tower Pen Nafut. Vayofet Hashem Osam. He scattered them as a bad thing. But here in Yerushalayim, he says it'll be a good thing that you have so much, such a big municipality that you're going to spread out to a much larger situation. Right? Mitov, he says. All right, so the question of independence by Sheni, with the Hashem promises these things for Yerushalayim, it would appear that from the time this prophecy was made, Yerushalayim did not really have peace and quiet until 1967. It's hard to fathom that this is a very short period during the Hanukkah story, although this Nebuah is leading right into the Hanukkah Nebuah. Right? So prophecies in Tanakh are what ought to be. They're not always what ends up being. because of our sinful ways. But let's continue. Okay, now this ends the second vision, which we're calling here the tefillah of the Malach on Yerushalayim. How long, God, will you continue to make me this way? And God gives the answer. I'm about to fix it. Okay.